Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read with me the title of our sermon today? Will you fit through the door? Based on Jesus' words in the gospel lesson, listen to these words again from Luke 13. Someone said to Jesus, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through that narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter, but will not be able. Please follow the sermon outline provided for you in your handout today as we consider our theme, Will You Fit Through the Door? In today's gospel reading, a person in the crowd asked Jesus a very simple but important question. In verse 23, the person says, Lord, will those who are saved be few? Now, this is a question that many of us have asked in one way or another. Who will go to heaven after they die? How about my neighbors, my friends, my extended family? Will only a few be saved? Well, Lord, how about me? Jesus gives a detailed but very direct answer. Verse 24, Jesus says, strive to enter through that narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter, but will not be able. Why does Jesus picture the door as being so narrow? Well, how many of you remember the children's fairy tale, Alice in Wonderland? If you know it, would you raise your hand? Some of you. If not, go home today and look it up or Google it or whatever you do and look up Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland is a wonderful children's fairy tale. And the gist of this story is Alice is following a list of a number of peculiar characters trying to find her way home. At one point, she stands before a door that is so very small, there is no way she can get through it. So she's told to drink this supposed magic potion that shrinks her down so she can fit through the door. Trying to enter through that door, as she is, won't work. She must become small. Well, in Jesus' teaching, the kingdom of heaven is through a door that's quite small or narrow. It's open at least for the time being, and yet it's quite narrow. So narrow that Jesus says we must strive to enter it. Another translation for this Greek phrase, strive, is to struggle to enter it. Jesus is speaking of the struggle and yes, even the pain of repentance. Repentance is made of two things, feeling sorrow for our sin and then turning away from our sin in faith that God does forgive and restore sinners. This is the way we enter the kingdom of heaven. But tied to the picture of the narrow door in Alice in Wonderland, repentance may be seen as you and I being made very small. We are disrobed of all self-righteousness in which we've wrapped ourselves. We stand before Almighty God until our sin is stripped from us like the last dirty rag. Then we can squeeze through that narrow door, not because of what we have done, but because Almighty God in Jesus Christ has forgiven our confessed sin and made us small enough to enter through the door. My friends, if we take repentance seriously, it's truly a struggle for sinners like you and me. It hurts. Repentance goes against what we're spoon-fed every day in our modern culture. We are told that if anything hurts us, if anything causes pain or discomfort, then we are to avoid it at all costs. But I would rather trust, and I'm sure you are as well, you would rather trust your Lord Jesus than what this sinful world tells us. His nail-pierced hands and his nail-pierced feet speak clearly. And if he tells me my sin separates me from God and makes me not able to enter through that narrow door, then I trust him and his solution for my sin. So we repent of our sin and thankfully receive his forgiveness and are made small enough to enter that narrow door. My friends, I look forward to the day, and it's truly, it's right, the older I get, the more I look forward to that day when I'll see my Jesus face to face. And he welcomes me through that narrow door of heaven, and you can look forward to that day as well. To those who have a simple childlike trust in Jesus' sacrifice for their sin, there is no need to fear that door ever being closed to you. But at the same time, there are many people, and maybe there are some here today, who need to hear the words of warning Jesus next speaks in Luke 13. Listen to what he says. Many will seek to enter and not be able. The master of the house will shut the door, and you'll stand outside and knock at the door saying, "Lord, open to us." And he will say, "I don't know where you come from." Then others will begin to say, "But we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in our streets." But he will say, "Depart from me." And there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Here in this text, Jesus is warning about two basic types of people. It's on your outline. The unrighteous and the self-righteous. In verse 24, he says, many will seek to enter but not be able. Those are the unrighteous. That is, the many who will try to enter through the narrow door without repentance, saying they have no need for a Savior. Sadly, many today turn a deaf ear to the good news of Jesus, their Savior, to their need for Him to forgive their sins and make them righteous. To them, Jesus says, the door is too narrow to pass through, and one day it shall be closed forever. But the second type of person in this text is a person talked about in verse 26. They stand outside and say to the Lord, "Lord, we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in your streets." But he will say, "I don't even know you or where you came from." This person is the self-righteous. Here is the religious person. Be careful, church-going people. Here is the religious person. Here is the person who can claim, "I was exposed to Jesus. I heard even the sermons. Maybe I was a church member." But this person has never honestly seen themselves as a sinner in need of a Savior. They counted on their religious deeds to make them right with God. There may be some of those people here today. But oh, the surprise in store for them. On that final door, when they stand before the narrow door, the Lord will say, you heard Him say it, "I don't even know you." If you weren't following it today, today's text from Luke 13 is a wake-up call. It tells us that one day, on Judgment Day, that narrow door will be closed forever. But now I hope you're asking, is there any good news in this text? Oh, there is wonderful news. Listen to the last verses of what Jesus says in our reading today. Listen carefully. And Jesus said, many people will come from east and from west, from north and from south, and recline at the table in the kingdom of God. And some who were last will be first. Oh, the width and the height and the depth of God's mercy. Literally, the scripture says, north, south, east, and west, people from all four corners of the world will be in heaven. The proclamation of the good news of Jesus will spread around the earth and create faith in the hearts of millions of people. And that isn't even all, the text says. And finally, the last will be first. The last here are people who are not humanly great, who are self-admitted failures and sinners, but who throw themselves upon God's mercy. We who have honestly acknowledged our sin and our need for a Savior, that is, we who are truly Christian, may be considered by the world around us to be fools, to be the last. But no matter, in God's eyes, we will be first. And to us will be opened that narrow door. If you've come here today not knowing securely your relationship with the Lord, the narrow door is open to all who say, as we said in our children's message, "I am a sinner. I need Jesus, my Savior. Please let me in." With the words of Jesus, that makes us first in God's kingdom, and the door is flung open. To be first in God's kingdom is to admit our sin, to turn to Jesus our Savior and stand upon Him alone. Not upon our own merit. Not upon our own righteousness. Not upon our church membership. But standing upon Him alone. We bring the sermon to a conclusion with our final illustration about standing alone on Jesus. There's a hymn that says, "On the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. The solid rock we stand upon is our Lord Jesus." Another hymn says, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to Thy cross I cling, standing upon Jesus." A missionary in the country of Samoa was given a very precious gift. It was called the Chief's Fine Mat. It was a woven mat, like you see to the entrance of many homes, but this mat was very precious. It was told to him by that chief of his village that the standing upon the mat would provide him with anything he really needed, especially when he got into trouble. Well, it sounded too good to be true, but as time went by, the missionary's friends from North America didn't arrive, and he ended up owing a local store over $1,000 for supplies. He timidly showed the fine mat to the merchant. He timidly stood upon it, and the merchant forgave him his entire debt. Later, he traveled to a village not far from where he was at, and he, with boldness, preached the gospel of Christ to the people in that village. And he made the chief of that village very angry. He told the people to set aside their false gods and their idols. And the chief was so angry, he ordered that missionary killed. At the time of his sentencing, that missionary once again pulled out that fine mat. And he stood upon it. And the chief gave the order to set him free. My friends, your dear Lord Jesus Christ is your fine mat. The Father in heaven sent him to us, to our sinful world, that anybody who stands upon him may be saved. The debt of our sin is too great for any of us to pay. The scripture makes it clear in the book of Romans, the wages of sin is death. The wages, what we earn because of our sin, is death, eternal separation from God. But Jesus, our Savior, by dying upon the cross and rising from the grave, has conquered death and forgiven sin and reconciled us with Almighty God. Today, He invites you and me and all people to stand on Him. We stand on Jesus as we repent of our sin. We stand on Jesus as we receive His blood-bought gift of forgiveness. We stand on Him. Why? By God's amazing grace, in His name, the narrow door is opened for us. Can you be sure of your salvation? Will you fit through that narrow door? You will, and you can, today and eternally, because of Jesus Christ, your Savior. In His name, all God's people said, Amen.